I'm Sammy Raycraft with this latest update from Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Baxter Health, Tobias Pugsley. Tobias, you said there's been a change in the situation?
Yeah, Sammy. Things seem to have just sort of settled down a little bit. Our ED traffic has definitely, the emergency department has sort of leveled off a little bit now. And we understand that they now have been able to clear the path in Briarcliff and get to those patients. So what we're going to do is at 10 a.m. this morning, we're going to go ahead and shut down our mobile triage at Briarcliff. We feel like that'll no longer be needed now that those patients can be gotten to. And we're going to go ahead and call off what our hospital calls a code yellow for our staff. And that's what we have, just an incident command where sort of a disaster response whenever we're inspecting an influx of patients. So we're calling that off. We feel like our emergency department is already well-staffed for a holiday weekend, and so we feel like they will be able to handle anything that might come on from here. But we just appreciate all of the first responders, the firefighters, the police department, the EMS, and everybody that's volunteered, picked up a chainsaw or a rake or anything to help their neighbor today, and we just appreciate everybody pitching in to help. It's going to take a little bit of cleanup, but I can still report all the patients are still stable. We ended up with 12, and they're still kind of coming in a little bit here and there. But it looks like everybody's banded together and just really proud of the Baxter Health team. I mean, just to see the again behind the scene response of everybody on the ground over here working together for these patients is truly remarkable. We got a good team over here.
Absolutely. And so latest update is that emergency services have been able to reach and treat all of the injured, or you're not hearing any new reports of more injured people?
We're now hearing that all the roads are open. They can now get to all the patients, and they can now have been able to get to all the ones that we're aware of.
Okay.
That needed treatment, and they were either receiving treatment or they are en route to the hospital. And, of course, with power outages and stuff, we anticipate there's probably going to be others throughout the day. But like I said, our emergency department is staffed and ready to take care of those as they come.
Okay, Tobias. Well, we'll plan on checking with you at the noon hour. Maybe we can get an update on patients that have been treated as you guys now have access to all those new locations.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.